It's the Midweek Roundup.
Wednesday's Roundup brought to you by Richland Hospital, Cardinal Glass AG, Badgerland Flooring, and by Julie Karen State Farm. Today, it's Hanko or Facto. Hank's got the questions. And Phil, he's got the final say on whether it's fact or something cooked up over a cup of bad coffee. Confidence?
Absolutely.
Accuracy?
That's where things get adventurous.
Play along and see if you can outguess Phil, because the truth is out there and Phil is doing his best to find it. Wednesday's Roundup, where Factos, Hankos, and Phil
all collide.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in.
Cut them out.
Ride them in.
Hey. What's
how you
going
doing,
on,
brother?
Yeah, doing all right. Yes.
My microphone, it doesn't want to stay where I put it, Phil.
That's too bad.
Yeah. It's tough being me sometimes.
Tangled up there.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, how was your evening?
Good.
Good ball game last
softball
night you had? Yeah.
Went, got to hold Everett again for a little bit.
I heard that the news had that you're already, you know, basically kind of grooming him for those were the days.
Well, he has good lungs.
Yes.
Good projection.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Does that take after Haley or James, or would you rather not say at this point?
I don't know. Probably James, I would guess. But the thing of it is, you know, good-looking kid, really is, if I do say so.
Oh, it takes after Haley,
but
then, James.
Well, no, he's probably the best-looking newborn to arrive there since November of 1963, you know? So there you go.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
There hasn't been a good-looking kid there on that land since then, so.
Your sister was born there, too, right?
Before me.
Oh, before
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I mean, good-looking kid then, too, but, you know, 63 was the last good-looking baby brought there until now. So.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Can't figure out who that is.
Other than, you know, maybe a baby pig or something.
I was thinking a warthog.
Yeah, exactly. We had a few of those.
Yeah, congratulations to the center. Another nice win for baseball and softball.
Nice win. Yeah. Absolutely.
I was in Seneca.
Yes.
Where it's always windier and windier last night.
Oh, it was terrible last night, even on the flatlands.
Yes.
Didn't it feel like, I said on the air, I said, welcome to March. I mean, May. I mean, it really felt like...
Welcome to Friday Night Football.
Exactly.
Late November.
But boy.
You know, I actually wore a coat last night.
Oh, softball. I did too.
And
had a sweater and a coat.
And we were cruising along. Jeff Ostheimer was my partner. And we were cruising along.
So it's his fault.
Yeah, I'm going to blame him. We went extra innings, 9 innings. So it's like, come on. And anyway... If anything could have went wrong last night, it did. Oh. I hit in the head of the back for the first time.
You did?
Yeah, you know how the backstops are kind of close.
Right.
So hit here, boom, and then the catcher hits my front mast trying to catch it.
Like, oh, you got the ricochet from the back.
Ricochet
and
from the
front. You got the glove in the front. Boy, yeah. I tell you, that's too bad. The
scoreboard went dead, so I actually had to keep track of the balls and strikes. It's tough.
Yeah, well, we wouldn't notice, you know, if you were concussed, you know, walking around here in a daze.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah. Hey, have you ever used self-tanner, Phil?
No, I have not. I can honestly say that I have never.
I did one time.
Did you really?
It was a long time ago. I mean, I was in high school. I did one of my legs, and it turned out orange.
Oh, Hank.
Yeah.
Too bad.
Yeah.
Wearing shorts that summer in Pea Ridge, it must have been quite the sight.
It was tough, Phil.
Yeah.
But on the farm, you couldn't wear a lot of shorts.
No, you didn't.
So you couldn't wear a lot of shorts. We're messing with the cattle and the chicken. And
take our shirts off, though.
No, we didn't do a lot. I was too fat. Still do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I did back then, you know.
Did you?
Sure. Taking the shirt off, making hay. You know, especially when we were baling hay along the road, so I could, hey, ladies.
Hey baby.
How you doing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Hey, stop feeding him for a week.
Yeah.
Rapid fire questions today. Ready?
Uh-oh.
Coffee or energy drink?
Coffee.
All right. Early bird or night owl? You're a night owl, are you? We already asked that one.
I love to be a night owl,
you
but
do.
I can't.
Oh, I know. But when June's on vacation, like on Saturday night, or do you usually stay up on Friday night late when June's on vacation?
I try, but Friday I have to get up. You know, if I didn't have to get up at as, you know, dark early as I do, I'd be up later on Friday night.
But oh, yeah.
I'm usually 100%, tired Friday night.
But
Saturday night, that's my night. Night it could be night owl.
Do you, because I know you get home late. You don't leave here till 12:30 or 1.
Yep.
But do you usually stay up a little bit longer? Or?
Usually, yeah. I'm still,
oh, you are.
Still wound up. So it's hard to go to sleep.
Salty or sweet?
Oh, salty.
Yeah, like your
always.
Like your attitude
always.
Before lunch.
Yeah.
Truck or car?
A car.
Okay. Summer or winter?
Well, summer.
You're going to go summer.
Absolutely.
If animals could talk, which would be the rudest, in your opinion?
The rudest animal, a cat.
Yeah, there you go.
House cat.
That is the top answer in the country.
Yeah. Annie, you know, sometimes she looks at me and just, like, owly looking. I'm like, Annie, what did I do? You know, just, like, mad at me or something.
Right.
And I didn't do anything.
Yeah, you did something.
Well.
I'm sure you did.
She sees
and her
everything.
Mind is like, I have no time for him.
They say that it's their instinct. They really want to kill you, but they don't. You know?
Really?
Well, that's what I've heard.
Really?
So the cat instinct, like the big cat instinct, you know.
Again, I'd really like to hurt you right now, but go ahead and feed me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You might be from Arkansas, Phil, if Axe body spray saved your marriage. Or Brute.
Well, yeah, Brute was my go-to. Absolutely.
I absolutely love the deodorant, but you can't find it anymore.
Brute deodorant?
Yeah.
You can't find it anymore?
I can't find it.
Really?
So, mine different. I got to have the white stuff, so the Brute anti-perspirant deodorant.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if it's just deodorant, it burns me.
Oh, that's too bad.
You know what I mean? You get boils on your
Oh, that's too bad. Yeah. That's TMI again. Yeah.
So, I don't wear any deodorant. So
okay. Oh boy. Well, you know, whatever it takes. I'd love to find the old can of Right Guard, you know.
Yeah.
Aerosol can, you know. Can't find it anymore.
Continue to hurt the planet, Phil.
Yeah, exactly. Right guard, I could never find the left guard.
Yeah, the left guard's tough.
Left guard stayed sweaty.
That's why I always had my woman in the right arm.
Absolutely. You
know? What's wrong with your left? Well, there's no deodorant.
Right, right. Yeah. Drive down the road with your arm around Lulabelle. That's what Mr. Pampoo used to say.
Oh, you know, really?
Driver's Ed, he's like, hey, don't be driving down the road with your arm around Lulabelle.
Yes. All right, buddy. Unlike in the movies, it's physically impossible for a human to sink entirely in quicksand. Hanko or facto?
I think that's true.
It is?
I think the movies have lied to us.
All right, I'm going to... Unlike in the movies, it is physically impossible for a human to sink entirely in quicksand. Is that?
I think that's true. That's
okay.
Fact. Yeah.
It is a fact. Yeah. It's the main concerns involving becoming stuck in quicksand are the potential for hypothermia, exposure, dehydration, and incoming tides.
Well, if you couldn't get out, right?
Let that sink in.
But you know, in the movies or the westerns, they just throw them a rope, throw them a rope, and then they would just as their head was just about to cover up, they'd pull them out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the twist tie color on bread packaging indicates the day the bread was baked.
I didn't know that, but I'll say it sounds logical.
It is, and I know this because you know I used to work in the when I was in prison. I used to work in the cafeteria, and. Anytime we got bread in, you had to use different color ties.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. These color-coded tags indicate the date the bread was baked and packaged. It helps staff keep track of what was baked when, so they can rotate out older loaves as needed.
Right.
Kind of cool.
And again, you worked in the prison. You know.
Yeah, I worked.
Right.
Sorry.
You worked
I didn't
in the prison.
Clear that up.
For somebody that might be joining us for the first time.
I'll never forget the lady that... There was a lady that came in the door, and this is when Ron owned the station. And she goes, oh, I've never met you. What? Oh, my name's Henry, blah, blah. She goes, well, what'd you used to? I said, I was in prison.
Yeah.
Ron comes around the corner. He worked at the prison, Henry. He worked.
Yes.
And she goes, everybody deserves a second chance.
Well, right.
Here's something for us to strive for, Philip. The limbo record... the limbo world record is under 6 inches.
Oh, my goodness.
Could you imagine?
No, I can't.
Yeah, yeah.
I've seen some of them at Galaxy Skate Center when they're on skates going underneath the limbo bar.
They're doing
the splits.
Yes, I was like, hey, no way.
No.
No way. It rains on Neptune, but doesn't rain liquid raindrops. It rains diamonds. Hanko or facto?
No, that can't be true.
It is true.
It is?
Yeah. This conclusion was reached in laboratory experiments that duplicated Neptune's atmosphere. Blingy blizzards. Imagine
that. Wow. You go to Neptune and you could get some diamonds.
We're not talking about Neptune down here.
Well, that's where... I gave June a diamond in Neptune.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She lived in Neptune.
Really?
And that's where I gave her, you know, got down on one knee and got engaged.
Really?
Yeah.
At the diamond down there?
Yeah. At the Lions Park.
At the Lions Park.
Oh, well.
Ancient Egyptians slept on pillows made of stone.
Well, probably.
They did.
I don't think they had much else, did they?
Yeah.
Slept on, yeah. I've done that before. Fall asleep in the rock quarry.
The fax machine was invented, now get this, while people were still traveling on the Oregon Trail. Hanko or facto?
Well, I'm guessing that might be true.
It is true, Philip. It is very true.
They would have had like a wire or like a,
yes.
What do you call it? Morse code, I suppose. Yeah. Or
back then when the Oregon Trail was expanding to Oregon, I mean, everybody was expanding. You forget the East Coast. They were more developed than the European countries at that time.
Sure.
Yeah, so but really kind of interesting.
They wouldn't have had even phone service, though, would they?
Well, yeah. When was the phone invented?
Well, late 1800s, right?
I don't remember.
I think. But a lot of people didn't have a phone in the rural areas, especially till much later.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Still don't have one.
No.
Still waiting on that.
Still waiting on a phone?
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway.
P. Ridge, did you get out on the pole like Oliver Wendell Douglas?
Well, we used, back then you used cans with strings.
Oh, yeah.
But we never had a Del Monte can. We always had the generic can.
Oh, you did?
Speaking of mobile phone companies deliberately slowed down old models to force consumers to upgrade their phones. Sounds true.
I've always believed that.
Yeah, I have too. So let's see.
True.
Is it Hanko or facto?
No, it's not true.
It's not true. It's a bunch of Hanko. They don't have to deliberately slow down old phones. It will happen naturally because the new systems are designed for new phones. Phony baloney.
Huh, interesting.
Yeah.
Did not know that, Hanko.
A lot of people think that if you get an update on your phone, it slows them down. That's not true. I researched that as well. So anyway, one more last question for you. The theme song of your life.
Oh, boy. Send in the Clowns by Judy Collins. Yeah.
It's hard to be humble.
Yeah, that'd be yours.
Yes. I hope you have an awesome day. Enjoy your Wednesday, Philip.
Absolutely.
No games today.
Yeah.
We'll everybody resist, and good luck to everybody.
Sounds good. That's Hank Bray.